Please pause here. Welcome back to Pause Here, where we delve into the art and science of breathing to improve our daily lives. I'm your host, Sarah, here to guide you through the science and simplicity of breathing, meditation, and relaxation techniques that can transform your day, your health, and even your sleep. In this episode, we are talking about something that you have probably already done several times today without giving it a second thought. A sigh. That little breathy punctuation mark at the end of a long meeting, the sound that escapes when you finally sit down after a day that felt like it was assembled entirely out of sharp corners. The breath you take before saying, "I'm fine," when your nervous system is standing behind you waving two tiny white flags. The sigh is familiar. It is ordinary. It is dramatic. It is practical. And as it turns out, it is not just a sign that you are tired, annoyed, overwhelmed, relieved, bored, or secretly auditioning for a Victorian novel. It is also biology. A sigh is one of the body's simplest reset tools. It can help shift your breathing rhythm. It can help the lungs reopen tiny air sacs. It can help interrupt a stress pattern. And when used intentionally, it can become a very accessible way to come back into your body. So in today's episode, we're exploring why one of the body's simplest breaths can interrupt stress, shift the nervous system, and bring us back to breathwork in a way that is practical, science-backed, and surprisingly powerful. Simple, yet surprisingly effective, and it might become one of the smallest, most useful pauses in your day. So settle in, let your shoulders drop, feel your jaw unclench, and let's begin with the breath your body already knows, the sigh. So let's start with a question. What is a sigh? Most of us think of a sigh as emotional. We sigh when we are frustrated. We sigh when we are relieved. We sigh when the kettle has boiled. We sigh when we enter a room but forgot why we came in. We sigh when someone says, "Can I ask you a quick question?" and the question carries a backpack full of complications. But scientifically, a sigh is not only emotional. A sigh is a particular breathing pattern. It is usually deeper than a normal breath and often has a double inhale quality. One inhale, then a smaller second inhale, followed by a longer exhale. That pattern is sometimes called a physiological sigh. And what is fascinating is that the body does this by itself. Your body sighs spontaneously throughout the day. Research suggests that sighs happen every few minutes, and one of their physiological roles is to help reinflate the tiny air sacs in your lungs called alveoli. The alveoli are where oxygen and carbon dioxide are exchanged. They are small, delicate, and extremely important. Sometimes they can partially collapse or deflate during ordinary breathing, and sighing helps open them up again. So, in the most beautifully unglamorous way, your sigh is part emotional release, part lung maintenance. Your body is not being dramatic, it's just doing some simple housekeeping. A research study looked into the brain circuitry involved in sighing and found that sighing is controlled by a small set of neurons in the brainstem. In animal research, these neurons helped turn ordinary breaths into sighs. The study highlighted pathways involving chemicals which influence breathing centers in the brainstem. The brain doesn't treat sighing as random. There is biological machinery for it. Somewhere deep in the ancient breathing centers of the brain, there is a tiny breath conductor tapping its baton, saying, "And a one, two, three, four, and sigh." And that tells us something important. The sigh matters. It matters for your lungs. It matters for breathing rhythm. And it may matter for how we shift from stress into regulation. So let's talk about stress. When we are stressed, our breathing often changes before we consciously notice anything is wrong. Your breath may become shallow. It may move higher into the chest. It may speed up. You may even hold it. Sometimes stress does not announce itself as a thought. It arrives as a breath pattern. You might be answering emails, dealing with traffic, trying to get through a list, scrolling the news, or mentally rehearsing a conversation that hasn't happened yet. And then suddenly you notice your breathing is shallow, your chest is tight, your body is bracing. A sigh changes the rhythm. It can help interrupt that pattern. It creates a deeper inhale, a second little inhale, and a longer exhale. That longer extended exhale is really important. In many breathing practices, the exhale is where the body begins to downshift. The inhale can be slightly energizing, and the exhale often carries a message of release to your body. There is also a natural relationship between breathing and heart rhythm. During inhalation, heart rates can generally rise, and during exhalation, they can gently fall. This rhythm is often discussed under the umbrella of respiratory sinus arrhythmia, which reflects the interaction between breathing, the heart, and the autonomic nervous system. The key point for us is not that a sigh magically flips a switch and solves everything. The body is not a vending machine where you insert one sigh and receive enlightenment wrapped in a pretty package. The key point is that your breath can influence your state. When you change the pattern of your breathing, you give your nervous system different information. A long exhale can say, "We're not running right now. We're not fighting right now. There is enough safety in this moment to soften by 1 degree." And sometimes 1 degree is enough. In 2023, researchers compared several brief daily wellness practices over a period of around a month. Participants practiced for 5 minutes a day, and the study compared the effects of mindfulness meditation with different structured breathing patterns, including box breathing, cyclic hyperventilation with retention, and cyclic sighing. Cyclic sighing is a repeated version of the physiological sigh. It emphasizes a fuller inhale, a second shorter inhale, followed by a long exhale. Researchers found that just 5 minutes of breathwork practice a day improved mood and reduced physiological stresses. Cyclic sighing showed particular promising effects, including improvements in mood and reductions in respiratory rate. Now, I want to be careful with how we say this. This does not mean that sighing once will delete your anxiety, repair your relationships, clear your inbox. It means that a short, repeated breathing practice done consistently may help support positive moods and reduce some physiological signs of stress. And I think that is especially useful because 5 minutes is realistic. 5 minutes is human-sized. The most helpful tools are often the ones we can use when life is ordinary and slightly messy, which is part of the reason why I love breathing patterns. They are portable and only ask you to notice what you're already doing and to shape one breath at a time into a brief pause whenever you need it throughout your day. Let's step away from the lab for a moment and into everyday life. Because sighs are not just physiological, they are also emotional. A sigh can mean, I am relieved, I am tired, I am disappointed, I am overwhelmed, I am bored, I don't know what to say, I am finally home. A sigh is a sentence without words. It's an emotional punctuation. It can be a full stop, a comma, a question mark, occasionally an entire paragraph. And what is interesting is that we often understand sighs socially. If someone near us sighs, we immediately start interpreting it. Are they annoyed? Are they sad? Are they relieved? Was that about me? Did I do something? Is this a sigh with subtitles? Sighs communicate, but they can also be misunderstood. Sometimes a sigh is not a complaint. Sometimes it's not even about the person in the room. Sometimes a sigh is simply your nervous system opening a little pressure valve. And I think that's sometimes helpful to reframe, especially in relationships. We can become curious about sighs rather than instantly offended by them. A sigh might simply be saying, "I need a moment. I'm trying to come back into myself." And within our own bodies, we can also reframe the sigh. Instead of seeing it as defeat, we can see it as a release valve. Instead of "I'm so overwhelmed," it might become "my body is trying to help me reset." Instead of "I can't handle this," it might become "something in me is asking for a brief pause." That is not pretending everything is fine, not forcing positivity into a real feeling. It's simply noticing that your body has tools, small tools, portable tools, breath-shaped tools. Let's break down this tool set a little bit more. A normal breath is usually one inhale followed by an exhale. A physiological sigh is often an inhale followed by a second smaller inhale, finishing with a long extended exhale. That second inhale is often called a top-up inhale. Imagine filling a glass of water, pausing just before the top, and then adding one last little splash. In your lungs, that second inhale may help expand areas that were not fully opened by the first inhale. Then the long exhale releases all the air and shifts the breathing rhythm. So the pattern becomes a little more space in, a little more release out. And this is where we can adapt one of Pausing Point's breathing patterns, the calm breath. A classic calm pattern is to inhale for 4 counts, hold for 2 counts, and exhale for 6 counts. That longer exhale helps slow the rhythm and invite calm. For this cyclic sigh breathing pattern, we'll keep the same overall structure, but we'll just change the middle. Instead of holding for 2 counts, we'll take a soft extra inhale for 2. So now it becomes inhale for 4 counts, extra top up inhale for 2, and exhale for 6 counts. That gives us a 4-2-6 rhythm, but now the 2 is not a hold, it's a second sip of air. Not a gasp, not a strain, not a heroic lung expedition, just a gentle top up. Like the breath is saying, "Let me open just a little bit more before I let go." Let's try one now. Let your body be upright but not rigid. Soften your belly. Relax your shoulders. Inhale through your nose for 4 counts. Extra inhale for 2. And exhale slowly for 6. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Inhale 2. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And notice how you feel now. No judging, no analyzing, no turning your breath into a performance review. Just notice. What changed by 1%? Maybe nothing, maybe something. One of the reasons I love this practice is that it doesn't require a lot of setup. There are breathwork techniques that are wonderful, but a little bit more involved. Some are energizing, some are intense, some are best learned with a trained practitioner, and some are not appropriate for every body or every movement. But a gentle sigh breath can be a small, safe, accessible tool for many people. It is especially useful when you need a tiny transition in your day. Maybe before replying to a stressful message, before entering a meeting, after closing your laptop, before walking into your home at the end of the day. When you realize you are rushing, but nobody is actually chasing you. When you're lying in bed and your mind has decided that 10:47 p.m. is the perfect time to review every questionable decision you've made since 2019. A simple sigh can become a doorway breath. One breath to leave the last thing behind. One breath to arrive in the moment. Not perfection, not escape. A simple pause. A small moment where you notice what is happening and choose how to meet it. The sigh is one of the smallest pauses available to us. It asks for one breath and gives us a hinge in the day. So let's make this practical. We have a serene sigh breath. Inhale for 4, extra inhale for 2, exhale for 6. You can use it as a single breath, as 3 breaths, or as a 5-minute practice. For a single breath, use it as a reset. You notice tension, you take one serene sigh, and you continue on with your day. That's it. For 3 breaths or around a minute practice, you can use it as a transition. Before a meeting, after school drop-off, before sleep, after an argument, between tasks, before recording a podcast episode about sighing, perhaps. For 5 minutes, use it as a daily practice. Set a timer or press play on Pausing Point's 5-minute calm breathing playlist. Keep the breath soft. Repeat the 4-2-6 sigh rhythm. And do this once a day for at least a week. And notice how your body responds. And because we're always responsible with our breath work, here is a gentle reminder. If you ever feel dizzy, lightheaded, panicky, or uncomfortable, please stop the practice and return to your normal breathing. Breathwork is not about forcing the body. It's about working with your body. If you're pregnant, have a respiratory condition, cardiovascular concerns, panic disorder, trauma responses around breath, or any medical condition that makes breath practice complicated, please check with a qualified professional and keep practices very gentle. You're not trying to win the Olympics of inhaling. You are trying to create a little more space in your life. And space can be quiet. Space can be ordinary. Space can be one soft sighing exhale in the middle of your day. Today, we explore the power of the sigh, the science of the physiological sigh, the emotional language of sighing, and a simple way to adapt Pausing Point's calm breathing pattern into a sigh-based practice. This week, see if you notice your sighs a little bit more. Not to judge them, not to hide them, just notice them. And when you need a small reset, try the serene sigh breath. Inhale for 4, extra top up for 2, and exhale for 6. A tiny reset, a pocket-sized pause, a breath that says, come back. And sometimes that pause is enough to change the next moment. Not your whole day, not your whole life, just the next moment. Thanks for pausing here with me today. If you've enjoyed our time together, try out the Pausing Point app for more mindful rests. Why not share this episode with someone who could use a pause in their playlist? And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platforms to never miss an episode. If you want, you can also follow us on our social media platforms. We're at Pausing Point to get updates and stay connected. Next time on Pause Here, we're exploring micro-pauses. Tiny moments of breath, awareness, and resets that can fit into the middle of real life. We'll look at how a single intentional pause can interrupt autopilot, soften stresses, and help us return to ourselves, one tiny moment at a time. Because calm doesn't always need a lot of time. Sometimes it just needs a foot in the doorway. As always, if you have a few minutes to join us with a guided practice exploring the sigh in a few different ways, accompanied by Pausing Point's calm soundtrack. We'll begin with natural sighing, then we'll move into the serene sigh breath, and we'll finish with a soft resting breath. before we begin, take a moment to get comfortable. You might be seated, you might be lying down, you might be standing in your kitchen, pausing between one task and the next. Let your body be supported by whatever is beneath it. Let your hands rest. Let your jaw soften. Let your tongue release from the roof of your mouth. And if closing your eyes feels good, you can close them. If not, soften your gaze. Let the world blur a little around the edges. Begin by noticing your breath as it is. No need to change it just yet. Just notice. Where do you feel the breath? Your nose, your chest, your ribs, your belly. Maybe your breath feels smooth. Maybe it feels tight. Maybe it feels uneven. Maybe it feels like it's been waiting for your attention. Whatever you notice, let it belong. Take a normal inhale and let out an easy sigh. Not forced, just enough to hear or feel the exhale. Again, inhale and sigh out. One more natural sigh. Inhale and release. Now notice your body after those small sighs. Maybe your shoulders have dropped. Maybe your ribs feel softer. Maybe your mind has stepped back from the window of thought. Now we'll begin the serene sigh breathing pattern. Inhale through your nose for 4. Take an extra inhale for 2. And exhale through your mouth for 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Extra inhale, 2. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale. Extra inhale. Exhale. Let the second inhale be soft. Let the exhale be unhurried. I'll leave you to continue on your own for a while. You can use the music to help guide your breath. Inhale as the music ascends. Extra inhale as it holds at the peak. And exhale as the music descends. Now for the next few rounds, imagine the first inhale creating space. The second inhale opening that space a little more, and the exhale clearing the room. Inhale creating space. Extra inhale, a little more space, and exhale releasing, clearing the room. Again, inhale. Extra inhale. Exhale. And one more. Inhale. Extra inhale. Exhale. Now gently let go of the counting and let your breath return to normal. Feel the natural inhale and natural exhale. There's nothing to manage now, nothing to improve. Just let your body breathe. If a natural sigh comes, let it come. If it doesn't, let that be enough too. Bring your attention to the weight of your body, to the points of contact, your feet, the seat, your back, your hands. Notice the space around you. Notice the sounds in the room. Notice the soundtrack supporting you. And now let's take one final serene sigh together. Inhale. Extra inhale. Exhale. Let your breath settle. Let your body settle. And remember, a sigh does not have to be a sign that something is wrong. It can simply be a sign that something in you knows how to return. I'm Sarah, and you've been listening to Pause Here. Until next time, breathe deeply and sigh strongly.